Okay, we shall continue from where we paused just now. So we've just finished our dinner. I believe we had a good dinner. Most of you have very good dinner. But there is some slight request, Mr. They want more veggie. Less duck. Don't want duck. Don't order duck. We have some of them too much duck already. Then three of them, us, cannot take duck. So more veggie, change to veggie. So just toy than Thai. Just for the record. Then I will continue from where we stopped just now. But I need your help. Where did I stop? Oh, we were there. But before that, I said something. We went and do the round four and all those things.
Yeah, you were saying the different
level. Yeah, then you observe the statue differently. So what I want you to understand is, as you cultivate, you develop the understanding, your consciousness become different. You will reach a higher level of consciousness where you can be aware of more things. So it's just like it told some of the kilometer. When we were taking the cable car up, the higher you go, the wider is your horizon. So as your horizon increase, it's like you are at the higher consciousness. Then you can understand more things. Then you can see the wider horizon or the bigger picture. Then you can reach Samasambuddhahood. You become the all-knowing one, the fully enlightened one. Then you will have complete knowledge and vision of what this universe is all about. Past, present and future, you will know. And that is how cultivation can bring forth the different level of understanding for beings that come and have that type of nature. So we seldom have such opportunity to go up to such a way place. Especially this Da Xiong Changsi, it was even not completed. The 1000 Bodhisattva Hall where we went in is still under construction after about 8 years or so. And all this developed through faith, through understanding, through the commitment of the person involved. And that being is usually a great being, otherwise he cannot carry out all this. So that is the abbot. I forgot his name. What else is his name? Ben Huan Sang Lao. So it seems he was the original founder who started all this reconstruction, and he was the abbot. Then he passed away at the age of 106. Then according to the Sijie, we already discussed the uniqueness of that place because of the Bohi tree. This Bohi tree has a very unique character. When they grew up, they are both very different. One of the Bohi tree, according to them, you can know is female. The other one is male. I don't know how they differentiate. Then the peculiar thing is, throughout the year, there will be a session where one of the Bohi tree shed its leaf, the other Bohi tree's leaf is not shedded. But once the first tree shed completely, the second Bohi tree will start to shed its leaf. And this has been going on for many years. So that was what she told us. And she told us about our affinity and all those things. What I'm trying to tell you is, if you have the understanding, your nature will be different. You can see the sign, you can feel many things. Then things that are meant to be, the sign will come and you will know. Then when you echo and flow, you will fit in. And everything that arises through condition, through understanding, is not rigid because it's based on sui yin. Sui yin means you echo and flow. Based on condition, you flow. So those beings that has negative intention or what, they will find it very difficult to read your intention or to predict your movement and your understanding. So cultivation, if it's done properly, correctly, is never rigid. The understanding will teach you how to be aware of all these signs. Then you will know how to arise them, accord and flow, and develop it. Then things that are meant to be will be. Because when you have the understanding, you trust your own nature, which is your karmic nature and your spiritual nature. And as long as you have virtue, you have cultivated according to the Dhamma, or following the advice of all Samasa Buddha, to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind, to develop both your karmic nature and spiritual nature, you become very beautiful. Then after that, you will have an understanding that as you cultivate, your consciousness become different. Then as your consciousness become different, your understanding become different. Your horizon widen. Then there are a lot of things you can foresee or anticipate. It's just like when you are higher up, you see the river coming, because it's winding, even those traveling on the road. At the ground level or at the river level, they cannot see each other. But from above, the higher horizon, you can see they are approaching collision course. Then, if let's say you are the deva who are at the higher consciousness, or cultivator who can feel all these signs, but there is a limit to what you can do unless there is condition to alert them or inform them. The collision course will happen. So all these need condition for it to arrive. That's why you must take care of karma. Otherwise, it is very difficult to escape from all this, where they are based on nature's law. Condition arising dependent on originality. The condition world is the condition world. Then after that, like I say, after we finish, they let some of our Kayanamita know that you can make offering to that place if you really want to. If you have the generosity, the faith, and the kindness, you will be able to do. Then again, Madam Ho somehow was the one who agreed, because he asked, if it's 10 years, it's 4,008 renminbi, then for eternity, means for life member, is don't know how much, I forgot already. Then he said, didn't bring so much money, so can it be for 1 year? Then he said, can, 1 year, 480. So it was through the kind thought of Madam Ho and the generosity that she has, she said she will sponsor again using Kayanamita's name under Brother Theo's Kayanamita group from Malaysia. So he offered that Amitabha Buddha image at the top section, the third floor, for 1 year. Then when he did that, Raymond also wants to make offering. That's why we have the second offering. Then Ching Kiap also fit in. Then it fulfilled what the abbot predicted. Yeah? The Sun Pao, the triple gem, has arrived. And really, the tree were in place at the place where we chose. Then these images, because you have the understanding, the generosity, the faith, the sincerity to make offering, so the money will go to good use. Then whatever that is offered, the image will receive good vibration, good condition for the energy there to build up. Then this hall, because a lot of people with the faith, with the affinity and the condition and the understanding and their mind development, when they do the round for chanting or whatever at that place, together with the stupa outside, the vibration will be different, will be very strong. So the field of merits are all very different. But it's not so much on merit, like I explained. My nature doesn't believe in all this, doesn't want to do all this, unless there is condition to do. So because there is condition, that's why I rejoice. Then Madam Ho and Raymond somehow got the same idea. Madam Ho say he will do the first year, Yeah. Then after that next year, if got condition to come, if she's still around, she may want to do. Then Raymond is like he best. He said, first year, Madam Ho do. Second year, he volunteer to sponsor for next year. So when they call me, I will inform them, continue for one more year. Then after that, he say, any Kayanamita can take it up if you want to. Otherwise, we may use our Kayanamita fund to offer it for another year. So at least we will have 3 years of offering of that Amitabha Buddha to that place. So we should rejoice in all this wholesomeness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So what you learn tonight, especially for those Kayanamita who are new, is very important. Even though this visit to this Da Xiong Chan Si was not part of our original planning or itinerary, but somehow condition arose, then things just fall into place, and everything happened for a good reason. And I believe a lot of you developed the faith, the affinity, the understanding. And all this can bring forth great condition for you to progress along the path of Dhamma. It will help you in a big way. And it's meant to be. You see, certain times when certain Kayanamita decide to come, I didn't decide. You can ask Padmasuri, I just leave it to nature. If you have the affinity, the condition, you will be there. If you don't have, you won't be there. Then even for Sister Ingby's case, I think many of you all know, the night before, the next day we're supposed to fly off. The night before, I think the father-in-law passed away. Then he was in a dilemma. I think in the afternoon, Sui An received the message, and I happened to be with Sui An and Mei Feng at the Sifu SGBA place. Then he told me. Then I said, don't worry, let things be. Whatever that is meant to be, will be. Then somehow, there is condition for Amy to come. So he make a plan, a decision to go back that night itself to the husband's place or the father-in-law's funeral, the wake. Then he planned to get the ticket to take him to KLIA too, so that he can meet up with us and join us for the trip. So luckily the two children, according to her, helped her to book the rail ticket, the connecting train ticket and the rail ticket, ERL. And because of that, he finally got the condition to be with us. And she also benefited a lot. She also developed a lot of new understanding. And all this is meant to be because of her parami, her sincerity, and her faith. Whatever that could be coming obstruction from the past or what, you don't have to worry. As long as you have an open mind, new understanding, the faith, then you make the aspiration sincerely, faithfully, with understanding. Somehow, causes and conditions will arise, and Dhamma will accordingly pave the way for things to happen. Like this trip, the night before she came to my room, listened to the sharing, and then asked a very good question. Then I answered that question in such a way that it cleared her doubt, and she was full of joy, full of faith, full of happiness, in tears. Then she expressed it, paid her respect, and she went back. Then this morning when we met her, she said, wow, last night was different, she said, like no need to sleep, very energetic, felt so good. I said, yeah, when the doubt is gone, the spiritual faculty took over. Faith, understanding, joy, happiness will take over. Then you will develop more condition for your cultivation to progress along the path of Dhamma differently. That's why this morning, even site visit or sightseeing at the first two places that we went to, condition is such we managed to discuss the Dhamma. And this time the Dhamma is like meant to be too. Some of it I have shared with you all, just now in the earlier session. So when you have the faith, the understanding, the sincerity, then you just do, persevere. Then everything will go your way, because like the Buddha said, we are born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. So if that is the case, we need to take care of karma. So your cultivation is very simple. As far as you are concerned, the form and mind is subject to karma. You have to take care of karma. And when you take care of karma, karma will take care of your form and mind, take care of your life. Then all of your vow, aspiration, affirmation, or whatever that you have cultivated and developed, they will be fulfilled. Fulfilled via your understanding by invoking the power of merit, the power of truth, and the power of whatever affirmation they can bring forth the way. So these are the new things that new Kayanamita can learn, or those who have not had so much opportunity to understand the Dhamma that I had shared. You can also learn from all this. Most important is to have faith. And this is not the only spiritual trip where this type of thing happens. Almost every of our spiritual trip, very, very strange things do happen. And it's always for the good of the Kayanamita. Then many things just unfold. And like I used to tell you at the briefing, many Kayanamita, they will benefit from this spiritual trip. As long as you have the faith, the understanding, you follow the advice given, maintain faith, sadha, virya, then the silent mind, then develop the mindfulness, stabilize it, leading to heedfulness, to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma, following the Noble Eightfold Path. Then all of your condition will be taken care of. You will progress very, very differently. Then the other thing that I want to let you get yourself prepared is tomorrow, if I'm not wrong, according to the program, we're supposed to visit this famous, I don't know, what is the temple where we're supposed to have our meditation? What is the temple? Pao Ensi. Is it tomorrow? It's tomorrow, isn't it? Pao Wen Si. So Yun Chan, you better get ready your dressing. After you think it's not tomorrow, then you come very different, flowery. Then Raymond also cannot recognize you. Then the temple may not allow you in. Then Pamasuri came to discuss with me. So I was told they will arrive at the hotel at around 12 something or what. Then we will have our lunch. Then she asked me whether we should check in first or go to the temple straight away. Then after that only check in. I said, no, we better check in first. Because we get our passport all done up, then our luggage up, then allow 20 minutes for you all to put your luggage, then change if you need to the proper clothing, then we straight away assemble at the hotel lobby, then we will move off. Those who come late, you have to walk across. We have the temple, I was told, just not far away. So this is what we have decided on, and it has been agreed and conveyed to whether. Make note of this. So tomorrow, be prepared, because we are going to have half a day of private meditation session. But when you go over to the temple, please develop understanding. You must respect the way place. Just like when we were at Cameron Highland, we should have this gratitude towards them for allowing us to use Then I was told there's a lady who will take us around. Then I was told also there is a charges or whatever. I said, don't worry. We will use our Kayamita common pool fund to pay for it. Then it's like donation to the way place. Then we will also make offering and donation to tomorrow. So I need to know who are the people who still haven't made offering. You please let Brother Song know. Then let me have the list so that I know whose name to call when we make offering. So I try to get everybody to have an opportunity to make offering on behalf of the common pool so that we can all develop the wholesomeness and you can rejoice together. So briefly, this is what I need to share with you all. Then the ancestors' place that we went to, the beings there are not so fortunate because of past condition. So that Da Xiong Chan Si has a lot of good vibration. It has helped them a lot. Then every year they got this ceremony where they transfer merit and share merit and do all those wholesomeness to help all these suffering beings. That's why this abbot who passed away, he has great loving kindness, compassion and understanding. So based on what he received as sign or messages, he determined to help this being. That's why when he was asked to install the Arahat Hall and whatever hall, finally he decided on the 1000 Great Bodhisattva Hall. And this 1000 Great Bodhisattva Hall, I was told, will be the first in the world because most of it are just 500. And everyone has a different mudra. Even the Buddha down there, the 88 Buddha surrounding the three Sifang Sansen that we saw, forming a U-shape. I went around and I saw they have different mudra too, representing different Samasambuddha. So this is a very unique place where we managed to develop the affinity. Then because of the affinity, we can develop a lot of wholesomeness out of it. And hopefully with this condition, your faith can be strengthened and your nature also will benefit. Then it will pave the way for all Kayamitas who have the faith, the sincerity and the understanding to progress along the path of Dhamma. And may your noble and good wishes be fulfilled as soon as possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And again, we will invoke the power of merits for your well-being, so that may the Triple Gem always bless all Kayanamitas together with Brother and wife and our Taoyu Alvin, Supervisor Alvin. And the driver too, Sifu. Then all those that have helped us, the devas, the Dhamma protectors, the beautiful non-humans, and all those that have affinity with us, traveling with us this trip, may they too have the causes and conditions to benefit from all this wholesomeness. Then may all this wholesomeness too be shared by all. May they rejoice in this wholesomeness and may it too arise the processing condition for the blessing of the Triple Gem to be always with them. May their nature be well protected, blessed and guided accordingly so that their whatever good and noble wishes or aspiration can be fulfilled as soon as possible. Let us rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And now I will pass the mic back to our Tao Yu, our brother, okay, then pass to Alvin.